A couple of weather disturbances will be pushing across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we finish out this week and head into the early part of the weekend, and it's going to stay cool. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The forecast for precipitation is not all that great, but we will be experiencing a little bit of light precipitation coming with a cool front that will drop through the region as we go forward through the next 24 to 36 hours. The majority of that precipitation, though, is not expected to be very well organized, at least not initially. We'll look for the shower activity to push through northern and eastern parts of North Dakota as we go forward through the afternoon, and especially overnight tonight. The precipitation is expected to pass through very quickly, but a new low pressure center will form in northeastern parts of Montana as we go forward through the night tonight, and that's where we'll get most of our moisture. The system will come across the heart of the Dakotas and into Minnesota. As we go through the day Thursday and into Thursday night, the precipitation will finally wind down from west to east as we get into Friday morning, and we should be back into a relatively quiet weather pattern as we finish out the weekend coming up. Now, with that said, there is a little secondary disturbance that comes through the northeast half of North Dakota on Friday night going into Saturday that will generate a few more showers, and that's also when the last surge of cold air will likely push through the region, and it will be slow to abate, but it will finally get out of the region. So how much moisture are we talking about from all these little disturbances? We are looking for moisture totals that will run from about 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch across the area. The greater amounts are going to be highly varied as far as their coverage is concerned. I think most of us will probably see totals that will run from about 2/10 to around 6/10 of an inch, and the precipitation again will come to an end on Saturday. We will look for the temperatures to be cooler biased. The afternoon highs today across the region will be still in the upper 40s and 50s across the northeast part of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Everybody else, though, is not going to see nearly that much cool air. We'll look for 50 and 60 degree readings with some 70s across South Dakota. But we are going to see cooler air come in with the precipitation event that comes along here as we go into Thursday and Friday. Thursday's highs will be similar to those of today, but Friday we will see those high temperatures mostly in the upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. And then on Saturday, we'll probably see more of the same, mostly 50s. There could be a few lower 60s across parts of South Dakota. Nighttime lows are expected to continue to be rather chilly at times. We'll see some more upper 20 and 30 degree readings occurring periodically, although the coldest air will likely hold off until we get into the weekend, and it will linger a little bit into the first part of next week before finally working its way into a warmer mode. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.